Time for Appalachian Public Library show with Cindy Hendricks. Once again, looks like it's going to be a warmer week than last week, Cindy.
I think so, too. I just love that we don't have any snow or anything, so I can walk to work without any, and so far, there isn't road construction.
Yeah, I think you're past the road construction by the library now, aren't you?
I think so, too. I'm sure they'll do another coat, but...
Good.
You know, so it's just kind of so pleasant walking to work with just a little skip in my step.
Yeah. Hey, I walked to work this morning, too.
Oh, good.
What's happening at the library? It's a big week for libraries around the country, isn't it?
It is. It's National Library Week, and the theme this year is Find Your Joy. So this week, we are offering all sorts of fun and exciting things at the Appalachian Public Library. Monday was Makerspace Monday for adults, so you could choose a bunch of different projects to make here in our meeting room. Tuesday, of course, is National Library Worker Day, so you'll stop on by, and we may have a sweet treat to share with you to celebrate Library Worker Day.
All right.
Wednesday is sign up for a free ceramics program class for children, and that event is at 3:30 p.m., and that is a registration event, so you have to call and register for it. And then Thursday is movie day. So what's your favorite movie, Paul? Check it out, or come and check out a different DVD or something at the Appalachian Public Library, and we are giving away free popcorn.
Awesome.
I know. Friday.
I can't pick one favorite movie. I got a lot of favorite movies, but I don't know if I can pick one. Do you have one?
No, I don't really either. So, kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to pick anything favorite, but you can check out something here, a DVD from the library, and then take home some free popcorn.
Popcorn's my favorite snack.
Yeah, mine too. I really like it.
Yeah.
Friday is a library read-in day. You can find a quiet corner to indulge in a good book or pick up a few for a home staycation. And then Saturday is just a little reminder for library card sign up. You know, stop in and register for a library card. You just need to bring a piece of mail or a driver's license with your picture on it and your current ID location. And we can sign you up for a card, or maybe you want to update your information in your library card. You've gotten rid of your home phone, you've changed your cell phone number, you know, there's just always different things that change over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just different little quirky things to remind you to stop in and find your joy at the public library.
All right, during National Library Week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it goes from Monday to Saturday.
That's nationwide, right?
Yep, it is. Okay. It's a national
celebration.
I don't know if you could really call it a holiday, but I almost would because... Anyway,
I'd like to know how many libraries do you think there are in the United States? Did anybody ever count them?
I don't know.
There's got to be...
how many, but there are a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just in Minnesota, we have a lot.
I should Google that and see what comes up.
Yeah, there are 32 libraries in the Pioneer Land Library System.
That's right. You're involved with the Pioneer Land.
Yeah, yeah. And there are, you know, I think it's 10 systems in the state.
Oh.
But not all of them have, 32.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, we have a pretty large library system.
Yeah.
But
my sister works for
Hennepin. It's 12 library systems.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My sister works for Hennepin County. She's library system, and I know she's always going from library to library in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So they got quite a few of them just in the county. So,
<I know. laughs>
so all right. Should we move into what people are reading?
Sure. There are so many new books. I think I'm just going to list some titles of some things that are out right now. New in nonfiction is London Falling by Patrick Keith, the author of Say Nothing. Oh, I guess it's not just a title. Details the efforts by the parents of 19-year-old Londoner who to uncover the truth about his mysterious death and secret life. Planet Money That's NPR's Planet Money person, this Alex Mesa. Stories illustrating global economic forces at work and how they impact decisions that we make. A couple of fiction things that are out is John Sanford has a new book out. It's his 36th book in the Prey series called Revenge Prey. So that's something that's new. Another book that kind of pops out at me is Emma Straub has a new book out called American Fantasy. Annie goes on a cruise featuring a 90s-era boy band and connects with a new sense of possibility. Then we have Emma Brody has a new book out called Into the Blue. There is Juliet Cross has a book out called Blood Singer. Just a lot of new things are coming out because, of course, what month are we in but April with lots of new releases. So if you have a favorite author or you're looking for something to read, stop on down and get a recommendation because we all are readers here.
Okay. Yeah, you are. What's a book club reading?
We're reading for this month The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. And, yeah, we will be meeting. In fact, I can. That kind of is a segue into what's happening here at the library because we've got a few things happening here, too.
Okay.
We are having our friends of the Appleton Library are having their flower sale. So the flower fundraiser sale is going on right now, and we are selling pink and red geraniums. The money that is raised for this sale goes to help pay for programs, events, supplies, materials. Right now we have, we just purchased a large Connect Four game for our children and teens to play, and a mural is being painted in the hallway. And so all these extra things that we want, the friends raise money to do things like that. So if you are interested, stop on down, give us a call at 320-289-1681 and support our library by buying a geranium.
All right.
Also coming up this week is a lot of activities, as I stated earlier, anyway. And then we also opened up our Little Free Seed Library. So what it is you stop on down and you can pick out 4 packets of seeds per household. So it is take a seed or pick a seed, take it home, and grow your green space. You don't have to bring anything back. It's just a kind of a little free seed library that we have at the Appleton Public Library. So stop on down and take out some seeds.
Grow
your garden.
Good. Yeah. Sounds fun.
It should be super fun.
Yep.
And then you know, like you said, our book club is reading The Correspondent, and that is on the 27th. And then the 29th is Lego Club. And the 22nd is Ceramics Art for Children and Families.
Okay.
But, yeah, lots of fun stuff going on this week at the Appleton Public Library.
Yeah, it's a busy place, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Cindy?
They can call us at 320-289-1681. Stop on down and visit us at 50 East Rooney in the beautiful city of Appleton. Check out our Facebook page for the latest happenings and things going on. Sign up for our e-newsletter or pick up a newsletter if you want it in paper form so that you know what's available and happening here at the library. And, of course, we also have a website. So lots of different opportunities and places to check out what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library, and come celebrate with them during National Library Week.